August 19, 1922. The pains which the divinity inflicted on Jesus in his interior. The pains of the passion were shadows and similes of the interior pains. As I was in my usual state, sweet Jesus made me suffer part of his pains and of his deaths, which he suffered for each creature. From my little pains, I could comprehend how atrocious and mortal the pains of Jesus had been. Then he told me, "My daughter, my pains are incomprehensible to the human nature, and the very pains of my passion were shadows and similes of my interior pains. My interior pains were inflicted on me by an omnipotent God, and not one fiber could dodge his blow. Those of my passion were inflicted on me by men, who, having neither omnipotence nor all-seeingness, were not able to do what they themselves wanted, nor to penetrate into every single fiber of mine. My interior pains were incarnate, and my very humanity was transmuted into nails, into thorns, into scourges, into wounds, into martyrdom, so cruel as to give me continuous deaths. These were inseparable from me. They formed my very life. On the other hand, those of my passion were extraneous to me. They were thorns and nails which could be driven inside, and eventually they could also be removed. And the mere thought that a pain can be removed is a relief. But my interior pains, which were formed of my own flesh, there was no hope that they might be removed, or that the sharpness of a thorn, the piercing of the nails, might be lessened. My interior pains were so great and so many that I could call the pains of my passion reliefs and kisses given to my interior pains. And uniting together, they gave the final attestation of my great and excessive love for the salvation of souls. My external pains were voices that called everyone to enter into the ocean of my interior pains, to make them comprehend how much their salvation cost me. And then, from your own interior pains, communicated by me, you can somehow comprehend the continuous intensity of mine. Therefore, pluck up courage. It is love that pushes me to this.